Welcome to Sarcastic News Live, folks. My name is Justin Cross. I'm coming at you live from the Skid Row Studios right here in the heart of LA's crocheting district. I'm sorry, this is crocheting. I apologize. We have a great show for you, folks. With us tonight in studio, special guest musician, very excited about this lady, Stefalu is in the house. Stefalu. We've also got clips and discussion on Mars and John Boehner in the Ring of Fire. And we look back on 2013 as I go head-to-head against Policy Mike's own Laura Diamond and friends, possibly, in the game Wait, Wait, I Have No Idea. Also called Wait, Wait, I Have No Fucking Idea. To help me out, though, with all of that, my good friend and hardcore member of the Sarcastic News Crack Squad, Jake the Snake Cranny.
Just glad to be here, Justin.
Think this is going to be, what is it going to be? What show?
I feel great about tonight, actually. I feel like Rush Limbaugh with this like new microphone here. I feel like it might be one of our top 100 shows. I don't want to go out on a limb there, but top 100.
So Stefalu knows we've only done about 45 shows. So actually, no, probably less than that, like 24.
So technically, I'm going to be right, though, right?
We're in the realm. We're in the realm, basically. But we begin tonight with the Sarcastic News Rundown. Right here, folks. The Sarcastic News Rundown. That's not playing. We're supposed to have a sound effect there. I didn't play. But
off to a good start.
What a crying baby. Hold on. Where's our crying baby? Hold on. Well, let's do a pause. There we go.
You better have that crying baby. That's my favorite one.
I'll see if I've got that on there. First off, though, our top story. We've got a budget, folks. Republicans and Democrats sat down at a table. They ate turkey. They ate stuffing. They ate maize. I'm sorry, those were pilgrims and Indians. They had what we now refer to as a, not Thanksgiving, but a new budget proposal for the next fiscal year. They made it work. And if you were watching cable news over the last day or two, you might have thought that Thanksgiving was what actually occurred. I mean, CNN's own Dana Bash was so flabbergasted over the whole agreement, she only had one word for it.
Breath of fresh air, frankly, especially somebody who covers Congress and is not used to using that C word.
Whoa! the C word? Play that back one more time, Mindy.
Compromise.
Wait. Oh, that C word. Oh, compromise. Still, everyone knows that there's no such thing as, just like there's no crying in baseball, there's no compromising in politics. Not with terrorists and not really at all. I mean, that's why the show 30-something came to an end, guys. I don't know if you remember 30-something. There was way too much compromising on individual aspiration, goals, and dreams. I'm off topic, but I just figured this monologue needed a 30-something reference, okay? Psycho Jim Sanchez out there in Santa Fe Springs. I know you were a big fan. In international news, though, 95-year-old Nelson Mandela passed away this week. Mandela spent over 27 years in a South African prison for speaking out against apartheid, only to become the first democratically elected president of the country just a few years following his release. Now, Mandela's legacy was marked by the dismantling of institutional racism, poverty, inequality, and racial reconciliation. In 1993, Mandela was also awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, when Mandela died this past week, millions throughout the world were reminded of the absolutely remarkable life this man lived. And in doing so, realized that they themselves had not done shit. Fortunately, for those in the first world, including myself, sports, malls, video games, new technology, and good old-fashioned masturbating all served as adequate distractions. Now, at the funeral, that's right, I masturbated to make myself feel better. At the funeral of Mandela, cable news critics attempted to honor the moment by drumming up debate over a handshake between President Barack Obama and Cuban leader Raul Castro. Now, to give us more on the moment, here's CNN questioning themselves on why they're talking about this.
Gloria, let me just begin with you and then to Julian, just quickly here off the top. Was the handshake a glimmer of hope? Was it just much ado about nothing?
Whether this is significant, we'll see what comes of it with Cuban-U.S. relations.
Do you think perhaps that this symbol, this handshake, Julian Zelizer, might that be the catalyst to a thawing of relations? Or am I taking that too far?
Well, you could be taking it too far, but it could happen.
I mean, it could happen. It could. I mean, pigs could fly over the moon. Hell could freeze over. But you're probably just needing to fill airtime and clearly have no intention of trying to get anywhere on a topic we drummed up just to get cheap ratings. So make sure to tune in next week when our panel will go around in circles over whether or not some shit a celebrity said is corrosive to our country's core values. What was that? Really, I mean, that's why I watch the weather, folks. The weather throughout the country, it's been pretty wild this week if you haven't been watching. It's been so bad that with two major winter storms sweeping across many parts of the country, the Weather Channel's own Jim Cantore has been forced to wear a shirt. And as everyone knows, it's not due to global warming. It's because God is punishing us for legalizing same-sex marriage and pot. That's what happened. But for more on the winter weather, let's throw it over to our senior chief weather analyst, Jake the Snake Cranny.
Thank you, Justin. And you pretty much said it all. It is cold out there. It is colder than a baby in a blizzard.
Okay, that's pretty cold.
It's freezing, Justin. All across the eastern seaboard, Midwest, Pacific Northwest, it is freezing. It is more frozen than a polar bear in a Speedo.
Okay. I would think the Speedo would make the bear warmer.
Nonsense. It is absolutely too frigid for that kind of rationale. It is more frigid than watching your grandfather eat a creamsicle.
Never watched my grandfather eat a creamsicle.
You don't need to. You don't need to, Justin. You just need to know that it is cold. That is the main point of my presentation here. It is terrifying how cold it is out there.
You look terrified.
It is more terrifying than getting bitten on the ass by a masturbating monkey.
That's the weather report, by the way. That's the weather report from our own Jake the Snake Cranny. Leave the masturbating jokes to me, okay?
Colder than a prostitute in Alaska.
All right, that's Jake the Snake Cranny, and that is our sarcastic news rundown for tonight. And there's no sound effect. There is it. Come on, where's my sexy crowd chair? I want to play my sexy crowd chair. It went, hold on. You got it back, Jeremy? No? Damn. Yeah. Anyway. It would have been great sound effect. My name is Justin Cross. You're listening to Sarcastic News Live. I'm here with Jake the Snake Cranny, our guest, musical guest, Stefalu. I'm very excited to talk to her in just a little while about her new EP, or about her album. It just came out recently. We want you guys to call in if you want, 800-893-9562. Joining us later tonight, we're also going to talk to Policy Mike's own Laura Diamond. She will be with us. Along with maybe she's bringing some of her squad at Policy Mike to take us on in our we have no idea game as we look back on 2013. But coming up next is the Ring of Fire. Stay with us right here on Sarcastic News Live. We're back here on Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross with Jake the Snake Cranny and our musical guest tonight, Stefan Liu. We do a thing that we've always done this year. It's called the Ring of Fire. And Mindy, you've got the music. You ready? Let's cue it up. That's right. It was usually we'll play the whole thing just because we have no material. So that's,
it's a solid 4 minutes of show just listening to this song.
Now tonight, Jake has a clip that I think you're maybe ready to introduce for us. It's about NASA, from what I understand.
Yeah, NASA is building these like 6'7" giant man-like robots.
Yeah.
In order to go to Mars and collect stuff over there. They have a bunch of cameras built in, and they're incredibly strong and durable.
Okay.
So let's take just a little bit of a listen to the clip there.
I think I got
robots ahead of the astronauts to the planet. These robots will start preparing the way for the human explorers. And when the humans arrive, the robots and the humans will work together.
So that's a robot being made right there.
I don't know what the hell that was.
So basically, yeah, you heard it. They're paving the way for humans to go explore there and do work, which is all incredibly fascinating. It's interesting technology. And I mean, I like space. I'm a fan of exploring it. And it's an interesting topic to me. But my question is pouring millions and millions and millions of dollars into that really, you know, something we need to prioritize rather than maybe fixing the problems here, like
absolutely
cities going bankrupt and stuff? I mean, what is going to be up there that we can really benefit from?
I think Dustin Diamond's acting career.
You're both scientists, so I expect really good answers from you.
This is definitely the forum. We could have brought in experts, but why? I mean, come on. I think that it is a. I'd be interested because I don't know how much money are they, like millions and millions of dollars?
I mean,
talking about?
Yeah, literally hundreds of millions of dollars.
Nothing.
And we're gonna
just
go there.
The money.
We're just gonna get like dust and rock samples and minerals. I mean, is that? It's cool, and it might be like we could find some great minerals there. But are we planning some sort of like Best Western up there where we just go and have people stay?
Just like a Hollywood Inn or something, Holiday Inn. No, I think that it's a waste of money. I think that we have way more things to do down here in America than what we need down on Earth. Like, right, there's so many. Global warming is one of those things, right? You want to explore space. You want to explore science and invest in science. How about build a high speed rail? You know, like that to me is a no brainer.
Okay,
it's a no brainer. I mean, it is fascinating, and I think it gives the Chinese something else to like beat us at right now. But other than that, I don't know why.
What do you think? Should we be pouring money and resources into that?
I tend to agree with it being kind of a waste of money.
Yeah.
I did, however, read, and this probably is going to pertain to nothing except that it's about robots.
Yeah.
How they're doing this here on planet Earth, creating these robots, and they like built one recently that was able to fall in love. Or at least they thought.
That's dangerous.
And it literally got so out of hand that they had to like dismember it.
When robots start getting emotional, that's dangerous.
Is this like
which I find fascinating.
Is this like
maybe
an episode
we should
of the Jetsons,
send those
or
to space.
Wait, is this like an episode of the Jetsons? Like
it's all fascinating.
I know,
but
it is very fascinating.
How do you make robots that are that have love?
I have no idea.
I mean, I don't know what love is.
No, you don't.
Most people don't, right? no, that's interesting. Well, I have a clip.
Let's do it.
I have a clip.
Fire it up.
So basically, John Boehner, who's the congressional House Speaker there, he's a Republican, and like I mentioned earlier in the rundown, Republicans and Democrats finally came to an agreement on something this week about a budget, which was like a big thing because right now it's just been these back and forth extreme. You know, they're basically not. Republicans should not be compromising on things, right? And so he's been getting a lot of flack from conservative groups like the teabags, the teabaggers. And so he was asked a question recently today, I think, about that. And here's his response. It may take a minute. Things are settling in over
it's
here.
It's dial up. It's okay.
Yeah. No, that was.
Continuous innovation is our passion.
All
and
right,
our
so
heritage.
That's the.
Discover how Boeing is pushing the limits.
That's an advertisement. advertisement.
Are we
from
on
NBC.
The like the YouTube thing right now?
This is a very professional run shop here. All right, hold on. Here it is. There it is. Made it through the Boeing advertisement.
The most major conservative groups have put out statements blasting this deal. Are you worried?
You mean the groups that came out and opposed it before they ever saw it?
Yes, those groups. Are you worried that they're
using our members and they're using the American people for their own goals? This is ridiculous.
Now that is by the way, that's actually that was a mistake as well. That's not John Boehner. That's my drunk Uncle Don. Right there.
It does sound like he was just had like some cocktail in his hand, like, I don't know what they're talking about.
You know John Boehner. He's always sunburnt. So I feel like he spent a little more time than like he was down in the Caribbean last week getting away from the storms. And he just wanted, you know, he's like, listen, I'm burnt. I mean, he looks a little more orange than he usually does in that clip. You guys can't see it. But my question here to the panel is why, okay, do you, in this case, now I don't know how much stuff you follow politics at all. We don't.
At all.
We don't.
So more than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jake, let's start with you though. How do you? I mean, you think that this is it's a good thing old John Boehner's stepping up, huh? He's finally saying, hey, you know what?
It's progress. If they can compromise, that's generally a good thing. That's the only way things are going to get done when there's two views that are so opposite.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of those things where like it's funny because you can't see this in the clip, but Paul Ryan. And some other, they both have these like shit-eating grins, like, yeah. Like he's like dad in the clip, you know? It's like, dad's got me, you know? Like, they're just going to smile and be like, get him, you know? Like, yeah. Keep going, you know? I like it. I'm glad that, you know, they finally, there seems to be some backbone, some compromise and some backbone. I think they've realized it. Politically, they've realized that they have to compromise. Otherwise, they're going to
keep
losing.
Nobody wins. Yeah.
Well, they're going to keep losing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to keep factioning. Their own party's going to keep factioning. So yep. They have to at some point. Have a stranglehold there. Now, I want to just give a quick shout out to Florida State University, my alma mater, for making it to the national championship of football. And I don't know if you follow sports at all.
So, a little bit.
Yeah, there's a little controversy around our quarterback over the last couple weeks.
Oh, so. We don't need to dive into that.
Well. You're right. We don't. I know. I mean, it's all good now. So
it's all
I think
good.
It's good. I don't know. But we. I'm gonna be standing outside trying to scalp tickets. I tried to get on Ticketmaster this morning. It was just. I was busy the whole time. I couldn't get tickets. But it's right out here, the Rose Bowl. So, big shout out to Florida State right there, and very excited about that. So, we have Steph Wu coming up here. We're gonna talk to her a little bit about her new EP. And about her album that was recently released and some more stuff here. But do you have a, we usually go to a break now, but do you have a, are you ready to play us a song?
Yeah,
I'm
totally ready.
Excellent. Let's go ahead and do it whenever you're ready here, if you need to get set up or not. Just a reminder, this is Sarcastic News Live. You can catch us at sarcastic-news.com on the web. We've got new articles coming out every single day there. And also on Twitter, at sarcasticnews1. Constantly tweeting.
And all of these, we're going to clip together all of these, you know, segments. We'll have all of the songs. We'll have the interview up in separate pieces. We'll be posting those. So in case you miss it now, you'll be able to catch those on our Facebook and Twitter and all over the place.
That's right. We've got Laura Diamond from Policy Mike and some of her cronies. They're going to be going against me in the
excellent. I hope they're ready to dominate.
Without further ado, very excited. Steph, you're ready to go?
I think so. Hopefully this works out.
that's what we say before really every badly. Show.
Yes.
Hopefully this works out.
Here we go.
All right. Here's Steph. And this is what song is this?
This is Would You Stay from my last, not my newest album, but my first album with Mush Records. The title track.
The title track, Would You Stay, by Steph Wu.
Oh, what a summer day. fun. And I didn't run away. Tell me, baby, would you stay if I loved you on the worst day? If I made you cry? If I didn't want to change you? If I liked you that way? Would you stay? Would you stay? That happens every time, so don't feel bad.
I didn't feel bad. No, that was awesome. That was great.
Very good.
That was great.
We should
have gotten you to warm up the show a little bit. It was a little tense in here.
I was telling Jake, I haven't played by myself in so long because I've played with a band now.
Yeah.
That it's a little weird playing by myself.
Well, you did excellent.
Mm-hmm.
You did awesome. Yeah. I know you do a lot of, a lot of your music now isn't acoustic, right? I mean, you just... How has that... Do you like it now that it's not as much acoustic and you've got other people, you know, involved in it and it's a little more technical?
I do. The first year that I was playing mm-hmm. was just me. And, in my bedroom, adding little sounds to the track. But now... It's so much more exciting because I have three other people who have adding all of this awesomeness to it that it's kind of taken the songs in totally new places.
And where did you meet the band members?
I actually met them through a friend who was singing with them and they kind of had a funky soul thing going on. And my friend quit singing with them. Kind of just swooped in there and stole them from him.
Perfect.
So it worked out perfectly.
So was it hard to relinquish control over your own music a little bit? Like when, you brought other people in there? When Jake came in here and he tried to tell me how to run my show, I said, no, I don't like when people laugh. I don't want people to laugh. You don't get it.
I apologize if I wanted people to wear clothes in the studio, Justin. I felt it was better for the production.
No. You don't get it though. As my good friend Chris Bowles, I Porky Pig it. You know, I go shirt, no pants.
There you go.
That's how I roll.
That is disturbingly true, home audience.
I saw Jeremy over there. He's like, yeah, Porky Pig it a couple of times. Just shirt, no pants, baby.
Love it.
No, but was that difficult for you? Was that difficult to Porky Pig it?
I didn't have that hard a time, probably mostly because I was going into it not knowing what the crap I was doing.
No, you can curse.
Okay.
What the fuck, you?
Yeah, exactly. So I kind of went into it like, hey, guys, so here's some songs I have, and you know how to play instruments. So
yeah. But you guys had great chemistry, obviously.
Yeah, I lucked out big time, I think, because we like automatically kind of just got what we were all trying to do.
Yeah.
And they understood where my music was coming from and like where it was, I wanted it to go. Mm-hmm. So it's been kind of like the most seamless.
That's great.
Process I could have ever imagined.
I like your website. I was scrolling around just a few minutes ago, and yeah, I love it. It's
scrolling around / stalking, but yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. When you were saying you're alone in your bedroom by yourself, no, you weren't. No, I'm kidding.
No.
I was. Well, you know, God was with you. No, but did you create the website yourself, or do you have like?
I did.
I always
It's very like homemade and pretty crappy, but.
I like it.
Thank you.
Do you now, as a, now you said you're signed on to, what's your label?
It's called Mush Records. It's a little indie label run out of LA. So
very cool.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing music?
Oh man. Well, I've grew up in a very musical house. My mom and sister sing. And so I've kind of like back in the day, we used to have like a mother daughter trio. Mm-hmm. We'd sing at like church ladies lunches and crap like that. And there was a moment where I said to my mom, like, Mom, this isn't really my thing. I'm out of the band. Mm-hmm. I'm dropping out. Mm-hmm. And so I just stopped singing with
solo.
Him. Let my sister take it away. I played sports, actually. And then when I moved to L.A., I kind of just had some dark years and picked up a guitar and just started playing it all the time. And attempted to write stuff, and it worked out.
I want to ask you, you said you had dark years in L.A.
Yeah.
How so? How so?
The dark years. Well, you know, I moved out here out of college, and no one knows what the hell they're doing out of college, you know?
You got that right.
I mean, I still know what the crap I'm doing after, like, right now, so...
You want to go drinking after this?
Yeah, exactly.
Or during it?
What's happening in life? Yeah. Who am I? So, yeah, I kind of just was, like, flailing around. I moved out here with literally, like, $1,000 in a car and a place to live.
You or me, except a female and taller.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Same person.
Yeah, so it was, I just had no clue.
Did you sleep on an air mattress for the first 7 months?
Well, the first month at least, probably.
I'm going to tell you my worst LA story when I first got here. Yeah. I was here on Christmas, and he actually hadn't like a real apartment at the time, but I went and visited him later, but it was so cold. There was no air conditioning. We had to turn the oven up and open it. Because we had no air conditioning in the apartment.
Oh, yeah, that's... I've totally done that trick.
Oh.
It's a great one.
I like how... I thought that was it. I was like, oh, I got one for you.
And you're
like,
a genius. No, I'm going to have to try that.
That's the first 5 minutes of LA right there for you. What's your worst, craziest LA story?
Oh, gosh. There's a lot. My whole first year was spent basically just... I didn't have a job.
Yeah.
I kind of just temped for like a year straight. Worked at Starbucks. Did the whole thing. It's hard to pinpoint one terrible moment, but...
Just a terrible year.
A whole year of
a general malaise
moment.
Of shit.
but yeah.
Interesting.
It's what makes it worth being here now, you know?
And you just released a new EP recently.
A new album.
I'm sorry.
So, well, no, it's I released with Mush my second full-length album, and it's totally different. It's an electronic album that I did with like 10, 12 producers.
And how did your fans react to that?
Well, most of them, because I've kind of been doing collaborations from the get-go. Like, that's kind of even what started my whole, like, musical career, as it were. Mm-hmm. Which some people, I guess, don't know. So it's not news to most people who listen to my music that I do a lot of like electronic collaborations. So the album in my mind was not going to be a huge surprise for people, but some people like ripped into it and were just like not happy that I was doing something that was not like acoustic.
And you have kind of it sounds like a really cult fan base, right? I mean, you have like a big fan.
So.
They really.
It's
I mean, you've got
for you.
one of your songs I was listening to, like Eyes for You.
Yeah,
Eyes
yeah.
for You. referring to me. Eyes for You, over 100,000 hits on it. Like, wow. And that's all just through the internet, right?
It's
just
is.
All
basically. The internet is a crazy thing. I don't think people know me that don't go on the internet. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Do you perform shows a lot? Or do you?
I do. We've performed for the past couple of years. I mean, I performed by myself for like a year, mm-hmm. Which those were some of my dark moments, those shows. and then for the past year, probably, I've played with a band. So
very cool.
So tell us about the new EP that you just recorded.
The new EP is, so this first album I did called Would You Stay, I just recorded all those songs by myself. Mm-hmm. So we're taking, now that I'm playing with a band, we've taken like the best handful of those and just kind of redone them and recorded them. So
awesome.
It's kind of the new sound of Steffaloo, I guess you could say.
The new sound of Steffaloo. And you're going to play us another song, right?
Another one. It's old, but it's another one that eventually will be released somewhere with the band. That's the fun thing about playing with the band is that I feel like I'm kind of playing new songs, even mm-hmm. though they're like 5 years old.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like the NBC slow. If you haven't seen it, it's new to you.
Exactly.
Well, what's this one called?
This one is called Can't You, or no, not Can't You Stay. That's not a real song. it's called Can't You, or I'm sorry. I don't remember what it's called.
It's cool.
What is it called?
As Yet Untitled.
It was actually one of the most popular ones off the last album, Can't You Stay.
I want to be that good to where
you guys can just title it.
All right, all right.
That's dangerous.
Eyes on Justin. Eyes
can't
on Justin
you see?
Here by Steffaloo. Check her out on Steffaloo.com and then also tons of other places. We'll tell them in a second, but here it is.
Awesome.
Untitled.
Thank you.
Can't you see what you
let me be. Can't you see? I don't want you. Can't you see? I don't need you. Can't you see? I broke my own heart.
That is Steph.
Thank you, guys.
That song is Eyes on Justin.
There you go.
Can't you see?
Oh, can't you see?
Can't you see?
That was awesome.
I love how I forgot the name of my song.
That was great. And I also, I don't know if you saw that, Jake actually, he had a lighter. He doesn't smoke, but he had a lighter in his pocket for some reason.
Awesome.
He was swaying. He was swaying. He had a natural light in his hand.
I was just wondering, like, you do a great job of staying in the moment, like, in your song. But is it awkward when you're performing this like emotional song and there's just two dudes like staring
bit,
at you just nodding
kind of nice.
Along.
Well,
nice. And you're at least like you like took an audience mode. I would just like look up and just be like, yes.
Just stare at me.
We locked eyes for a minute. I was like,
we did. I couldn't look at you for too long.
No one can.
Can't you see?
Wow.
Come on.
If I had a nickel for every time I've heard that one. Steph Lou, are you performing soon?
I wish I could say I was. Maybe. We don't have any scheduled shows as of right now, but I'm sure after the new year we'll be back.
When you're very popular on the net, over 100,000 downloads on SoundCloud.com, and you can check out on Steffaloo.com. It's spelled STFF as in Frank, as in feminine. ALOO.com, Steffaloo.com. And anything else you want to tell the people? Tell the
well. As you were spelling that, I had a flashback to a show where, because no, everyone's always asking, like, how do you spell Steffaloo? Like, mm-hmm. Where, you know, that's a weird name.
Yeah.
So at a show, I was like, Steffaloo.com. It's two F's and two O's, and I immediately became very embarrassed about that. Two F's, two O's. But now I say it just because it's so awesome.
It is. It's awesome.
Two halves, two halves.
That's awesome. Well, we have now our very popular game. It's catching waves on the internet. People can't take it. And we've got two folks who are waiting on the line, from what I understand. One of them is, first of all, let me introduce the game. It's Wait, I Have No Fucking Idea. And I think we have a soundtrack.
Eric, Sprecken Sie Dick.
That's our soundtrack for Wait, I have no fucking idea.
So it's going to be you and Steph against our guests?
Me and Steph versus our guests, which one of our guests, I think, is she on the line right now? Laura, she's a writer for PolicyMike.com. Her work's also appeared on The Economist and Huffington Post, also in Ebony. I'm kidding on the last one. but she is, she's also an ardent BlackBerry enthusiast. Laura Diamond, are you there? Bueller. Laura? Hello? Nothing?
Is that me?
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, Laura, yeah. My goodness.
Laura may be a little more manlier than I thought. Who's joining us? I'm sorry. I thought this was...
This is the artist formerly known as Kareem.
Whoa.
Oh, Kareem the Dream.
Kareem the Dream Maddox. Awesome.
Well, hey, guys.
Wow.
Good to hear your voices.
Good to hear you, too. I feel like we're having a reunion right now over the radio.
Tell Steffaloo I said hello.
Oh, she can actually hear you, Kareem.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot how the radio works.
and just one second, Kareem. Do we have anybody else on the line at all? Or okay, go ahead and yeah. Can we get the second person on too? Is it possible to do that? Otherwise, we'll have to drop Kareem. No. I mean, where has that guy been anyway? Is it possible? Is that Laura?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Jim, Santa Fe Springs Man Cave.
Oh,
my goodness.
Wow, this is a real...
It's a party in here
it's
now.
It's a real gangbang going on right now. We got a lot of people. So we've got Jim in Santa Fe Springs. We've got Kareem the Dream Maddox. Gentlemen, thank you for calling in during a segment where we're supposed to have two guests. real quick, gentlemen, I don't know if I don't know how long we can, because we may have other, we're expecting a couple other callers here, but I just want to say, Kareem, good to hear your voice, first of all.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
How are you doing? Well, we need to see you in the room.
yeah, I got to get through. You know, I started working, and the time has just flown by.
We miss you. We miss you. And I've done a special, just so you know, just like before, like Jeff Hornacek used to do before free throws, I do a special shout out to you each time before I introduce a new guest.
Okay.
So I don't know. Unfortunately, we don't have much time, Kareem, because we've got Laura from Policy Mike supposed to be calling in.
We're up against it, as they say.
We're up against the clock.
No, totally cool. I actually called for the Ring of Fire, and I just got lost in Stuffaloo's voice, so I stayed on the line.
Oh, wow. she got lost in your eyes. Well, thank you for calling in, Kareem, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Let's chat.
We love you. Hey, and we've also got Jim from Santa Fe Springs. You there?
Yes, I am.
Jim from the Santa Fe Springs Man Cave. We only have just a minute, Jim, but I'm sorry we haven't included sports or Hooters or anything like that. But we will get that in there, I promise.
Okay, one quick shout-out, say Merry Christmas, and my daughter's going to play 20 seconds on a saxophone Christmas song for you all. Thank you for a great show this year.
Thank you.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Go.
That is fantastic work. Jim from Santa Fe Springs' daughter right there. That was, you got some competitors out there. She's on my Pandora now. She's on my Pandora station right there. That's awesome. Well, Jim and Jim's daughter, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. She played that. She's an eighth grader. She played in her middle school, and she's playing this weekend for a number of concerts. Have a Merry Christmas, you all, and love your show. We'll see you next year.
Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Kwanzaa, and Jim's daughter. Fantastic work there. Now, do we have any other callers? We do. Excellent.
Switchboards are lighting up.
They are. They are. It's a popular show. We've got a. I think it's. Is it? The other call. Oh, is Laura there?
Is it Laura?
Do we have anybody on the line? Bueller.
All right, let's just get this thing underway, unless we have a call.
All right. Well, I guess that's what happens. Okay. Well, we don't have any callers, so we've lost our callers, but I think we can still get through this.
All right. So now what we're gonna do now is we're gonna have a little grudge match between Justin and Steph.
Oh,
and
man.
just a note, I really do like it. I enjoy it when Justin loses, so I'm pulling for you.
I'll do my best.
All right.
Let's
so,
go.
Theme of the game tonight is 2013, a look back at some of the bigger stories. We had a lot of big stories. We had the conflict in Syria, the Boston Marathon bombings, the Obamacare debacle, I guess you could call it,
yeah.
the royal baby. And by that, of course, I mean Kanye and Kim's
okay.
baby.
Okay, we got a caller. We got a caller. She's like, is this Laura?
Yay!
Hey,
yeah.
There we go.
Sorry, I got cut off before. How are you guys?
We're good. I mean, first of all, you should be sorry. It's your fault. No, I'm just kidding. Not at all. You know, that's what happens on internet radio, Laura. You know, you got to wait in line here.
I know, you got to roll with it. You just got to be on your toes.
Live radio, baby. I introduced you earlier as a writer for Policy Mike, as well as an ardent BlackBerry enthusiast. And
loyal.
Yeah, apparently you're still rocking it after all these years. All right, so we're up against the clock, as they say, but we're gonna do this. This is our wait, we have no fucking idea game, and Jake is gonna take it away. So all you have to do is basically you're playing against myself and Stefaloo, and I think we all have a charity. So think of a good charity. I'm playing for the Boys and Girls Club of Tijuana. So you
took my idea that I took from you. I'll try to think of something else.
Pick some other classy place like Tijuana, okay?
Okay, I'll play for the Boy Scouts of Islamabad.
Oh, nice.
I like the boy. Yeah. No, they don't get snake around those guys. All right, Jake, take it away.
Okay. Question number one, a look back at 2013. Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez was indicted on murder charges and is currently being investigated for previous murders. So, where was this horrible, horrible person born? A, Bristol, Connecticut. B, Fort Myers, Florida. Or C, Kashmir, Washington.
Let's go ahead and start with Steph Wu. You go ahead and go first, and Laura.
It's
ladies first.
Basically, just a wild guess
game.
I'm
going to go ahead and go with B.
Going with Fort Myers, Florida.
Yeah. People in Florida.
Laura, you're up.
It's true. It's where we're from.
I'm going to guess Washington.
Justin Cross.
Connecticut.
Okay. Jumping out to a 1-0 lead. Unfortunately, Justin Cross, Bristol, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys hear that?
Well, it was a sports question, so.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. It's a sports question. The guy's going to get it.
I'm going to stump him on this one. Ready for this? Southern celebrity chef Paula Deen came under fire this year after a discrimination lawsuit from her former employee, claiming the chef was racist who mistreated her employees. Deen lost many sponsorships and her gig at the Food Network. Which of the following disgusting-sounding dishes is not a Paula Deen recipe? Two of these are actual recipes. Mm. Was it A, deep-fried stuffing on a stick, B, bacon-wrapped cheese chunks, or C, fried butter balls?
Which is not a food.
Which is not a Paula Deen dish.
I'd go with the first one. Was it deep-fried stuffing?
On a stick.
On a stick.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that one, too.
Okay.
I kind of want to go with B again.
Bacon-wrapped cheese chunks.
Cheese chunks. Although, leave it to Paula Deen.
All right. We have a tie game. That is the correct answer, B.
Wow.
I made up bacon-wrapped cheese chunks, although it does sound amazing.
Too good.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds pretty delicious, actually. I have like a clogged artery just thinking about it.
Absolutely. All right, number three. We're halfway there, folks. Number three.
Just trying to get through this thing?
No, I want to get to the end so we can have a winner.
We're almost there,
I would like to have a winner.
Tonight has been an ordeal.
So 2013 saw a new pope. Pope Francis from Argentina came in.
He's a bouncer.
Continues to surprise people by making some progressive declarations and challenging some of the church's practices. So this pope is what number pope for the Catholic Church?
I don't know.
What's his jersey number?
I just pictured him walking out with a tight black shirt. I don't know. Like, just guns.
So, is this A, the 266th pope, B, the 192nd pope, or C, the 94th pope?
I think, Laura, you start us out with this. I think you know this.
Oh, you know what?
I don't think you know
all
this.
All those Roman numerals, let's go with B.
You think he is the 192nd pope. All right, go ahead. Anybody else?
Oh, is that what that was? maybe A.
You think he's the 266th
pope. Oh, you went backwards. Okay, I'll go with B.
All right, you're sticking with B. Sticking with the guns. Justin Cross.
I'm going to go... I don't know, but I bet he calls his like biceps thunder and lightning. I'm going to go lowball. I'm going to lowball this one. I'm going to say 95 or whatever it was, 97.
Okay.
I'm going to just stick with my B.
B straight across the board?
When in doubt, choose B. It got me through college.
All right. Stumped you all on that one. He is the 266th pope.
Wow.
Man.
Laura, you had it. It was.
I had it at first, and then I screwed it up.
You could have done. Remember, you're playing for the... Boys, what is it?
The Boy Scouts of Islamabad.
They're holding on to your every word here, Laura.
You're failing.
Oh,
them.
My God. I'm letting them down big time.
All right. Final question.
But good news, because this question, right, Snake?
It's always worth two, just because I want to see everybody have a chance. So, it's a fair game here. We got one more question for 2 points. And many people have already forgotten about one of the biggest stories of 2013, which was Lance Armstrong confessing and admitting to using performance-enhancing drugs throughout his career.
Another sports question. The guy's going to get it.
No, this is not a sports question. This is a tough question. So Lance Armstrong was named after Lance Rentzel. Who was Lance Rentzel? Was he A, the first American cyclist to win the Tour de France, B, the high school sweetheart of Armstrong's mother, or C, a Dallas Cowboys wide receiver?
Ooh.
It is kind of a sports question.
Yeah, sort of.
And by the way, I just want, if you, Laura, you can't see it, but Jacob's very proud of that question. He was like grinning.
That's a good question. I want to go with C.
Want to go with a Dallas Cowboys wide receiver?
I do too.
Okay.
B is a little.
So you guys are all going to go for the same one?
Unless you want to go for the first American cyclist or the high school sweetheart of Armstrong's
mother.
All
right, what mother. Are you going to go with,
Steph Lou? I'm going to go C.
All right, so I think it's C, but because I gotta be different, I'm going to go B. I'm going to say it's, what was it, the sweetheart?
High school sweetheart of Armstrong's mother. All right, very, very exciting news.
Very exciting news.
No. Justin Cross has came in dead last.
I won.
No. It was a Dallas Cowboys wide receiver.
Yes, the girls win.
So, Steph and Laura, you have beaten Justin.
Girls win.
You've beaten him like a drum.
Good job.
Sorry, Laura. So on radio, you can just make up sounds. It's fun.
That's awesome.
Laura, just before we go, we're up against the clock here, but that was wait, we don't have any idea. And I want to just say you have like four new articles or something like that out this week. You have a couple at least new ones. Tell real quick the listeners out there what those articles are about.
I think since we last spoke, I wrote about the Mexican drug lord who's the number one criminal in the world, and we cannot catch him. I think I wrote about the origins of twerking, which comes from the Ivory Coast of the 1990s, and the science behind it, which has to do with why men love asses. There's the whole evolutionary science behind it. I think I wrote about, today I wrote about a photographer who was on Wall Street for 20 years, quit his job, and takes incredible portraits of people in the South Bronx of drug addicts and prostitutes.
Wow.
And I'm blanking on if what else I wrote, but you can check out my
deep fried stuffing on a stick?
Yeah.
You said you wrote about the word fuck, I think.
Yes, thank you. I did. I wrote about why we love the word fuck. I interviewed the president of the American Dialect Society, who used to work for the Oxford English Dictionaries, and wrote a whole book about the word fuck.
Sounds like a fucking great article.
Thank you so fucking much. It's just a great word.
Not on internet radio, guys.
It's just an incredibly versatile word, and there's a reason, there's a scientific and linguistic reason we love it so much. So, yeah, I was really high quality this week. High class.
Yeah, it's an array. Laura, thank you so much for joining us. Sorry about the delay there, but thank you very much for holding on. And check out Laura Diamond's work on policymike.com. Very funny, and of course we hope to have her back soon. Steph Lou, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Laura.
Absolutely. And then where can we find your music online and stay updated with you?
You can go to Bandcamp, SoundCloud.
SoundCloud, and Steph Lou.
2S2Os.
.com. 2S2Os.
You guys have been listening to Sarcastic News Live. Catch us at sarcastic-news.com. Also on Twitter at sarcasticnews1. My name is Justin Cross for Jake the Snake, Cranny, Kareem calling in, and all of our loyal listeners like Jim in Santa Fe Springs and Kara up in San Francisco. Have a great night.
See, I've been here for 28 years, padded sweat beneath these wheels, tattooed lines beneath our skin, no surrender, my Bobby G.